Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. High of 73 today, under mainly sunny skies, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for showers tonight, lows level off around 39, partly cloudy skies. Highs around 79 tomorrow, chance of rain showers. High of 58 Friday, with a chance for showers. Storms likely, 77 on Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 65 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The U.S., Israel, and Iran reach a tentative agreement for a two-week ceasefire. While the ceasefire is set to begin immediately, talks toward a permanent peace plan are set to begin Friday in Pakistan. Kansas is set to overhaul its parole system. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 459 into law. It would expand the Prison Review Board and create stricter requirements to serve on it. It also requires statements from victims to be held in person and not online. Park City Police confirm a ninth arrest and a weekend sting at a hotel. Among the suspects is a Sedgwick County detention deputy who is now on leave, suspected of attempting to buy sexual relations. In Wichita, I'm Max Dutton, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas State University continues to bring educational access to all with the popular all-university open house from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, April 18th on the Manhattan campus. The K-State tradition allows future learners and community members to get an insider's look at academic programs, campus life, and student organizations. All ages are welcome, and there are no fees to attend. Open house events are organized into four tracks: admitted students, prospective students, kids in kindergarten through eighth grade, and Manhattan and K-State community members, giving guests a personalized lineup of experiences. Register in advance to receive tailored open house information. Open house offers attendees a mix of hands-on activities and learning, live entertainment, projects, displays, and food and demonstrations. Admissions information and guided walking tours of campus and on-campus housing options are available throughout the day. The K-State Student Union is the hub for open house, where guests can find numerous booths, activities, and food and drink options. You can experience live performances from the K-State Marching Band, In Accord a cappella, and the Kansas Tatsumaki Yasukoi Japanese Dance Team. Several brand new events are happening this year at open house, such as Lunch with the Lintons, presentations from the Presidential Engagement Fellows, and the All Things Kansas Interactive Exhibit, private tours of the K-State Gardens, McCain Auditorium, and the Mariana Kistler Beach Museum of Art are available. Learn more about these events and register online. The College of Arts and Sciences will feature many displays and interactive activities throughout campus, including a chemistry magic show and tours of microbiology and human body labs. Don't miss the College of Agriculture's Little American Royal Showmanship Contest or its live bugs and critter petting zoo. The Carl R. Ice College of Engineering invites visitors to take part in hands-on activities and explore student organization inventions The College of Architecture, Planning and Design's events include Box Hatton, which offers visitors a chance to try their hand at city planning, discover programs, collect passport stamps, and enjoy interactive activities along the way at the Staley School of Leadership Browsing Fair. Visit Justin Hall to explore the College of Health and Human Sciences, where guests can learn more about the human body in eco-friendly fashion, play pricing for Plinko, and explore the Pathway to Nursing program and the Physician Assistant program. At the College of Education, participate in education-themed bingo and trivia, or stop by for a meeting with an academic advisor. While visiting the College of Business and Administration, visitors can go on a VIP tour of the business building or explore the future CEO Activity Center. Take a stroll to the College of Veterinary Medicine complex to see a variety of exhibits and activities. Visitors of all ages can learn about pet first aid, diagnosing sick patients, and the skills and equipment used to care for animals of all sizes. A complete list of K-State open house events is available online. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed new legislation creating a legal framework to help adults make important life decisions while maintaining their independence. Senate Bill 84 establishes the Supported Decision-Making Agreements Act, allowing adults to choose trusted individuals to assist them with decisions related to health care, finances, housing, and other personal matters. The law is designed to support individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities, brain injuries, mental health needs, or other conditions, giving them access to guidance while still keeping control over their own decisions. Under the agreement, a designated supporter can help gather information, explain options, and assist in communicating decisions, but cannot make decisions on behalf of the individual or act without their consent. The legislation also includes safeguards to prevent abuse, with penalties in place if a supporter oversteps their role or misuses information. Lawmakers say the measure provides a balanced approach, giving Kansans more options to remain active and independent while receiving the support they need. In addition to this bill, the governor signed several other bipartisan measures addressing areas such as housing, education, court procedures, and professional licensing. Supporters say the new laws are aimed at improving services, increasing transparency, and expanding opportunities for Kansans across the state. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
New data from the Kansas Geological Survey shows groundwater levels across the High Plains Aquifer saw some improvement in 2025, offering cautious optimism for producers across western Kansas, including areas like Decatur, Norton, Sheridan, Graham, and surrounding counties. The report shows a slight overall rise in groundwater levels statewide, breaking a five-year trend of declines. However, in northwest Kansas, including much of our listening area, water levels still saw a small drop, though not as severe as in recent years. Officials say timely rainfall played a key role. Parts of southwest and south central Kansas received heavy precipitation during the growing season, helping reduce irrigation demand and allowing some recharge of the aquifer system. In contrast, northwest Kansas saw more modest improvements. Groundwater levels in this region declined slightly in 2025, but at a much lower rate than the long-term average, which researchers say is a step in the right direction. The High Plains Aquifer, especially the Ogallala Formation beneath western Kansas, remains a critical water source for agriculture, local communities, and rural economies across this region. State crews measure roughly 1,400 wells each year to monitor the water levels, and while this year's data shows improvement, long-term trends still point to gradual declines, particularly in northwest Kansas. Officials say continued conservation efforts and water management will remain essential to protect the future of agriculture and water resources across western Kansas. According to the unofficial minutes of the Board of Commissioners, Chairman Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order on April 6th in the Commission Room. In attendance, Chairman Richard Thompson, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Marvin Matchett, County Clerk Craig Renner, and County Attorney Abigail Horn. Weekly correspondence, fund balances, and minutes were distributed to the Commissioners. Emergency Medical Services Director Craig Sowards attended the meeting to report the ambulance number 3 hit a deer on the return home from a transfer to Kearney. The damage is estimated at $11,483. He reported on the training class that he is currently putting on to recruit new employees to the service. Kathy Carlin, County Treasurer, came to report sales tax collections for the county. Total sales tax received March 25, 2026 was $112,911.69. $34,369.23 was deposited into the County General Fund. $19,635.61 was transferred to the EMS budget, and $58,906.86 was transferred to the Norton County Hospital. Commissioner Matchett moved to approve the March 23rd minutes as presented. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to approve the March 31st minutes as presented. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Chairman Thompson asked that the end of the month meeting be moved to April 29th to accommodate a scheduling conflict. The commission agreed to the change. Commissioner Beidler moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Thompson adjourned the meeting. This concludes the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Parts of the West and Southern Plains should see some benefit from precipitation set to fall in the region later this week. Rod Bain has the details.
Much-needed precipitation in the West coming mid to late week. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
That certainly is tamping down the wildfire threat that has already been a concern in parts of the Southwest and also in the High Plains region. And then we are at least forestalling some of the impacts that we're expecting later this year related to premature melting of snow.
While this round of rain will not change the region's water supply picture for spring and summer,
if we can continue this cooler and wetter spring pattern, it certainly will limit some the impacts, at least initially.
Meanwhile, the Southern Plains, stretching as far north as parts of Nebraska this week,
should benefit from 1 to 2 inch rainfall totals. Winter wheat conditions are quite poor, and this moisture should come early enough to help revive some of that drought-stressed crop across the southern and central Great Plains.
I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
Jed Bauer, president of the National Corn Growers Association, said farmers are raising concerns over fertilizer cost during what could be one of the most expensive planting seasons on record. He said in an op-ed that actions by major fertilizer producers like the Mosaic Company and J.R. Simplot are key factors to contributing to the ongoing price pressures. Back in 2020, Mosaic, supported by Simplot, petitioned for tariffs on phosphate fertilizer imports from Morocco and Russia. Federal regulators approved the request, leading to reduced imports and a sharp increase in domestic prices. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Ranch horses have a special place in our hearts and an important role in our cattle ranch operations. That's why we take special care of them. It's time for annual vaccinations to protect their health. Valley Vet Supply has the professional vaccine brands for sleeping sickness, tetanus, flu, and rhino. And for convenience with fewer needle sticks, Valley Vet has combination vaccines, including West Nile virus, formulated by reliable pharmaceutical companies like Zoetis, Merck, and BI. To include strangles protection or rhino abortion protection for pregnant mares, Valley Vet stocks the highest quality vaccines. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com,
Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. For this afternoon, as a weak cold frontal boundary edges in from the north, a very slight chance for some isolated shower and thundershower activity developing across western into northern portions of Kansas. But again, pretty sparse in coverage on any rain or thundershower action for this afternoon. Ahead of that cold frontal boundary, expecting high temperatures to climb up into the lower part of the 80s from west central into southwestern portions of Kansas. Into the day on Thursday, that frontal boundary basically will stall out across the state, keeping a chance for some more scattered showers and some thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow, with the better chances of that activity, especially from I-70 and points off to the north. More scattered showers and storms possible for Friday and into the start of your weekend as that frontal boundary remains stalled out. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures reaching up into the low to mid-70s. We'll have our winds turning to the northeast at 10 to 20. For north central Kansas for this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy, slight chance for an isolated shower or storm late in the day, highs reaching into the upper 70s. And we'll have our winds eventually turning more to the northwest at 15 to 25. For northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures working up into the middle to upper 70s. Breezy south winds 15 to 25. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a good deal of sunshine, high temperatures in the middle 70s, southwest winds 15 to 25. For south central Kansas, a blend of clouds and sunshine developing, slight chance for an isolated storm late, upper 70s to around 80, south winds 15 to 30. And for southwestern Kansas, chance for a late day storm, low 80s for highs, southwest wind 15 to 25. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen from Norton Livestock Market with information on this week's cattle auction here at Norton this Thursday at 1 o'clock. In the calves, here's 110. They'd be 80% char crosses with 20% blacks. Steers and heifers weighing 450 to 600. 79 black-white face with a few red steers and heifers at 500 to 650. There'd be a package of black-white face heifers on this consignment that will sort off. That'll be replacement quality. 61 black steers and heifers at 350 to 550, 60 Charcross steers and heifers at 475 to 6 and a quarter, 38 Charcross steers and heifers at 450 to 550, 34 black steers and heifers at 450 to 6 and a quarter, 30 black bulls and heifers at 400 to 6 and a quarter, 25 Charcross steers and heifers at 350 to 550, 15 black whiteface and Hereford steers at 500 to 650, 12 black and Charcross heifers at 500 to 550, 6 black steers and heifers at 450 to 550, 4 black steers and heifers at 300 to 500. All those calves are probably coming in off the cow. In the feeders, here's 73 mostly black steers and heifers, 650 to 850, 48 mostly Charcross heifers at 650 to 7 and a quarter, 36 Charlet and Red Angus cross steers and heifers at 675 to 800. 30 black steers at 8 to 8 and a quarter, 25 black steers and heifers at 400 to 700, 20 black steers at 625 to 725, 13 Hereford heifers at 600 to 700, 10 black steers and heifers at 475 to 600. We'd be expecting more consignments of all class of cattle by sale time. Now on April 16th, next week, we will offer over 100 young black and red fall cows, and we have 40 heifer pairs pending at this time for that sale. There'll probably also be some heavy bred cows and other cow pairs show up for that sale. Hope to see you at these auctions. Thank you.